Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Can you put that a hymn we sing just the first stanza with the praise team? When peace like a river attended my way. That's the first for us for the message of today. Of encouragement from a woman who was destitute of the greatest thing that happened in her life. But she had the courage to trust the Lord in the circumstances does not prevail over her peace. She said, "It is well with my soul." When peace like a river, I said, attended our way. When even sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever our lot might be, God has taught us through his word to say it is well, and it is well with us this day in Jesus' name. Because the Lord is still in control. Father, we thank you. As you take control of us today, that through your word you will minister to each and every one of us. No matter our circumstances, our situation, Lord, your word has said it is well. And we will stand on that eternal word to your glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. It is well, brethren. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Today we continue with our series, I Am That I Am. As we discuss this part, it will be I Am That I Am Jehovah Shalom. Shalom is the Hebrew word for peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The whole concept of this series is to bring us across that what God was, he is today. Amen. If you believe. If he was Jehovah Nissi, as we've preached in the first of the series, which is the Lord our banner, the Lord our defender, our Lord the protector. If it was then, as he was with Moses on that mount with Aaron and Hur, and the children of Israel on the valley fighting, he is still the same today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we discussed on the previous one also, Jehovah Jireh, where we discussed that God that somehow at the last minute, at the dying minute, at when it seems like there is no more hope, he provided a ram in the ticket for an offering unto himself. He's still the same as he was yesterday. He is still the same today, and he will be the same forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that when all hope seems to be lost, Abraham is about to do one of the hardest things he's ever done in his life. Sacrifice his only son because he was determined to obey the Lord. But just at the last minute, they stop. Look at the side. There's a ram in the ticket. My God will also provide for you a ram in the ticket at the point that it seems like there is no more way, in Jesus' mighty name. Today, we are talking of Jehovah Shalom. In Israel, they greet you Shalom. That means peace. The Hebrew word for peace. The greeting is peace. Shalom. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto your house. Peace be unto your heart. Peace be unto your business. Your life, your whatever, the shalom, shalom, peace, peace, peace. Peace is an essential commodity that, apart from time, because when things seem to go wrong in life or go right or whatever, time still goes on, and that's one thing you can't control. There's nothing you can do about it. When it's gone, it's gone. Only God can recover it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Reminds me of that message we preached 4 days late and still early. Peace is another one that is so essential that mankind will do anything for peace. We are coming to that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's quickly read Exodus chapter 3 verse 14. Exodus chapter 3 verse 14, please, quickly. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am that has sent me unto you. The concept of this series is to tell you the seven redemption names of God. We are going to preach in some of them, all of them, as God gives guidance. Is to show you that what he was then, he's still the same today. It does not change. Let us read Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Quickly, please. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Hallelujah. Malachi 3, 6. Amen. For I am the Lord. What did he say? Everybody with me? I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord. I change not. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Lastly, Numbers 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. Thank you. God is not a man, amen, that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall not make it good? The enemy tends to challenge this particular idea that God said it, will he do it? Especially in the area of peace in our life. The things that attack our peace on a daily basis. The enemy wants to overthrow the peace of the saints. His greatest desire is to take your peace away from you. Your hope will go down with it. Your faith will go down with it. Even the fear of the Lord will go down if you are peace, a root. So the enemy targets it, and we're going to come to that. He targets it from every angle. Circumstances, situations, friends, family, job, business, your finances, your health. It takes him all this planning day and night, seeking to devour your peace. But in Jesus' name, he will not do it in Jesus' mighty name. It is well. We're going to prove it with the Bible that no matter what the circumstance is, it is well with your soul. Amen? It is well because the Lord has said it. This particular scenario, like the ones of Jehovah Nissi, was Moses in the mountain, Jehovah Jireh, Abraham. And this one is with a man called Gideon. From Judges chapter 6. We are not going to show it in the scripture. Please just leave that. But it's from Judges chapter 6, 11 to 24. It happens that at this point, the Israelite has forsaken the service, the fear of God. And the Midianites has come calling as oppressors. Oppressors in such a way that it is terrible. The Israelites will go to farm, take the crops, only for the Midianites to come and take their food and everything they have. It doesn't stop just on food. They take their cattle, they take their goats, take their means of livelihood. They kill them. They rampage across the whole land. They range like evil storm across the whole of Israel. The Israelites were in fear of their very existence. There was no peace in the land. Men, women, children, everybody, there was no peace because the enemy has come calling. And many a times in our life, he comes calling like that. He comes calling in different ways. And in this particular case, Gideon was facing a dire situation with the whole of Israel. So that a grown man is hiding his own food. A grown man cannot till the ground, get the cross and put in his barn, he has to hide it. So he was in the threshing floor to thresh the wheat and whatever that he's doing, and then to find a way to hide it from the enemy. It's an example of enemy attacking your seed, whichever side it is. And there is a visitation. An angel of the Lord, he didn't know it was an angel of the Lord, appeared and sat by him there and greeted him. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. That is a man of powerful existence. Gideon must have looked behind him and the other way around and said, who is he addressing? I don't see nobody. Are you talking to me? Yes. The Lord is with me? Yes. I'm a mighty man? Yes. This guy needs to change checked. Something is wrong here. Am I a mighty man and I'm hiding from the enemy? Am I a mighty man and I'm here in the threshing floor hiding from the enemy that have oppressed my family, hiding from the enemy that oppressed my state, my country, hiding from the enemy that has overwhelmed us. A cloud of darkness is over us. And you say the Lord is with us. What kind of Lord is that? Do you know that's what the enemy does in the times of darkness? He questions the existence of God in your circumstances. He wakes you up in the middle of night and says, is the Lord still there for you? And so it's like they say, if the Lord is with us, where are the Lord that we have heard of in the days of the old? What he did in Egypt against the Egyptians for the people of God. How he parted the sea so that the children of God can pass through. How he parted Jordan for them so that they can wade through it also. How he took up war against Pharaoh, against the Amalekites, against the Canaanites, against the Jebusites, against all of them that encounter Israel. If the Lord is with us, where is the miracles we have heard of? If the Lord is with me, how come I'm not seeing it? Where is it? Why did he pass me by? I can see it happening in this person's house or that person, but I'm not seeing it in mine. What have I done wrong? Where did I fail? Have I not served the Lord just like the other ones? The enemy will start to bring this in across your way to take your peace away. There's reasons, abundant reasons, why our minds should question. Coming to a point this morning. And he said to him, well, go in the strength of that might. That looks like you are making a joke of me. Here it is, complaining about what is not, what is we're not seeing, what we had hoped for. Where is it? Where is this? Where is the existence of God in my situation? And all you can say, go in the strength of your might. I have given you power to overcome the enemy. So he said, well, being that I'm not communicating to you what is going on, he thought maybe he was talking with somebody, a person that come by, you know, and just decide to start. Everybody is hanging around or whatever. But no, he's talking to God, the angel of the Lord, not just the angel of the Lord. And so he said, well, if you cannot prove to me that this God is still there, then what is the point? What am I believing God for? And the enemy has done that to many of us on many occasions. To take away our peace because of circumstances. But by God's grace, we are asking and we are believing that the God of peace, that peace that passeth all understanding, shall be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. There's a peace of God that passeth all understanding. Coming to that. So he went and made some food, healed it, prepared it, made some unleavened bread, brought it over with a broth and said, well, there's food at least, eat. You are hanging out with me here. Say, pour it on the stone over there. What? Yeah, pour it over there. That's strange. Well, that's where you want to eat is from the stone. You pour it, put the food on the stone. And the angel of the Lord took his rod, a staff, and touched the food, and fire consumed all the food. That is when it dawned on him. I am talking to somebody different here. This is not just saying, I am speaking to the Lord. And he became afraid because you can't see the Lord and leave. He said, oh, do not fear for your life. And so the next thing, once he has ascertained, assured, found out for sure that there is a God, and the God is knowledgeable and known to what they are going through as a country, as a person, as a family or whatever. He said, I'm going to do something different. Let's read verse 24 of Judges chapter 6, verse 24, because that's where the ministration is coming from. Judges chapter 6, verse 24. Then Gideon built an altar unto the Lord, amen, and called it what? Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Shalom, the Lord is peace. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is God of peace. Even agreeing with Isaiah chapter 9 says, unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Comforter, the Everlasting Father, and also what? The Prince of Peace. He said, the Lord is Shalom. But one thing I have heard, I have seen, and I meditated on this is that the circumstances have not changed. The storm has not passed. The Midianites are still raging. In fact, they have gathered like a host. They are a host. It's a season of destruction for them. And Israel have no defense, they thought. So they have come again, and they were still there. The trials are still there. The fear is still there. All the thing that makes your heart to fail is still in existence. The Lord have not removed it from Gideon or Israel. And he went ahead and built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Why would this man do this? I questioned myself. I looked at it. I know that in Jehovah Nissi we spoke, there was a war that was going on. And whenever Moses raised his hand, Israel started to win. When his hand was weary, they put a stone under him. Aaron and Hur put a stone and he put his hand up until from morning till night. A sign of victory. That's why we raise our hand at times when we are praising the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Israel word. At the end, he then built an altar and called the Lord God that gave them victory, Jehovah Nissi. Abraham, it was after the fact. But this one is before he has seen victory, before he has seen the evidence of God turning the situation around. Why did this man do this? Because the only thing he wanted to see from the three statements he's made throughout these scriptures in this conversation with the angel, if the Lord is with us, if the Lord is seeing me, is the Lord aware of what is going on? If you can show me that he knows, if you can show me that he thinks about me and what I'm going through, if he can show me that he cares about what I'm going through now, despite circumstances that people have tried, my friends have sympathized with me, they pray with me, they've called in, they've supported me and so on, where is God in all this? And then he say, he has abandoned you. He say, he's not there. Then he say, he has left you out to dry. The Lord, and that is where our peace goes. It's when in the midst of circumstances you start to believe that God is not there with you again. It's when in the midst of circumstances you start to say the Lord has abandoned me, then all hope fails. That peace like a river is no more your portion. We are not saying that the Lord is there because the circumstances have turned to your favor. He's saying that the Lord is there because God is present, he knows what I am going through. And like he says, I know the thought I have for you. It is thought of what? Thought of peace. Thought of joy. To give you an expected end. God is weaving his own basket. We expect it to meet into our time criteria. Our conditions will set up for him. But God has a way of doing his own things. And this man caught the idea and said, I'm not going to wait until Midianite is over. I'm going to wait on the circumstances he's done with. I'm not going to wait until I see a turnaround. I will say now, it is peace, that the Lord is peace. It is well with my soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Life circumstances is such that the person we are dealing with is tricky. He knows where to go and lose him, and then all things fall apart. The greatest of this place is your peace. In the circumstances you are going through, when it comes to that peace, when your peace has evaporated, sleep has gone from your eyes, fear and other things start to take place. Before you know it, people start to look for a way of escape. I've spoken to people, say, friend, why did you go to this level to do this to yourself? You say, because I just want to escape the reality for a short while. Remember one man I was talking to? So I just want to escape the reality of what I'm facing. It could be health. It could be money. It could be marriage. It could be children. It could be whatever it is. The enemy will magnify it to the point it becomes like a mountain. And that mountain looks insurmountable. It's so big, so huge, and you are standing in the valley like Gideon was still in the valley. And so some turn to bottle. And they drink and drink and drink to drink themselves out of lack of peace. But then they find themselves, they are digging themselves into bigger hole, because when they wake up in the morning, the trouble is not there and they don't have peace. And then they go back to bottle again, and then after some time it becomes a bondage. And then they become a drunkard and they don't have peace. Rather, they've created even worse situation than themselves. Some go to drug, weekend drug dealers, different drug users. They are doing it because they just want to enjoy themselves for some time and get some peace. You know, escape these troubles. Escape these things I'm seeing on a daily basis. Escape these life troubles, these life trials, these things. So they tasted it, and then become that the drug takes them into deeper and deeper hole. And before you know it, no. The peace we can only find, the peace that can endure, the peace that can last, is when that peace is anchored on Christ Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. Even in the world, they can go about making peace between Ukraine and Russia, between Israel and it. Until Jesus Christ becomes part of that peace, there will be no enduring peace. It is certain because he is the Prince of Peace. And without him, there is no peace. Without him, it's just pieces. So this man learned this. That my circumstances can be done. I'm speaking to all of us this morning. That your situation might not have changed. You are still getting that look from people of pity. Prayer point is still being raised for you. In fact, every day you look at, it seems like that circumstances is even getting worse and worse because time and other things are against. Situation is not changed. I don't see how it will change. And so you fail. But look, God's peace is not dependent on that circumstances changing. It is you realizing that his eyes is on the sparrow, as he said. It is you realizing that no matter what it is now, according to the word of God, I will take that peace and stand by it and declare it is still okay. It is well with my soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And so if you are listening this morning, or you are going to listen later on in the day or in the year or whatever you see this, and you say this peace has eluded me, it is because one, you don't have Christ. Two, you don't know the condition of God's peace. He told us that in this world we will have trials. That will be the day. There's no peace here except the peace that is in Christ Jesus. In this world we will have trial. In this world we will have sorrow. That is part of the reason all of us are rushing to heaven. Tell you what, we just want a break from this trouble. And so he started to tell us what it will be like. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. In Revelation 21, verse 4, it says that there will be no more death. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more pain. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more fear. Because of what? The pattern of the old ways has passed away. All things have become new. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are all rushing towards that perfect peace that only God can deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So once he verified that God was with him, even though the signs and symptoms of the Midianites in your life, of sickness Midianites, of financial Midianites, of whatever it is Midianites, whatever it is that is lacking or the enemy is imposing on Midianites type of situation, he say, it is well, Jehovah is my Shalom, the Lord God of peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 The Lord have promised and said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. There are four things I'm going to bring out quickly here that are the conditions you can understand and you start to go to the level of the Gideon's level, where he, notwithstanding what is going on, as the peace of God is with him. I have seen so much, or heard so much, or read so much of this peace eluding people because of circumstances. I'm going through things myself as we are speaking. You are going through things as we are speaking. If it is something you can do like this and move your hand and it is done, you will do it. But that's not where life happens. As a process to these things, at times, even our mistakes can compound it. At times, we don't make mistakes, not because our mistake is just life happening to us. The point is, the whole thing are woven by the enemy, allowed by God in some cases, to take away your peace. There just have to be a time you go to that level and say, I will live in this situation and I will have peace. I will see this situation and I will have peace. I know that this situation exists, but I will have peace. I was talking to a lady one day in this place, and she couldn't find any way to have peace because the man she married suddenly left her. And he wanted me to pray that God will bring the husband back again. Yeah, well, we can pray. The reality of it may not happen. It's an older lady at this point. Her children have grown. Say, I cannot let it go. I don't know what to tell her. I say, there's a point you have to reach peace, even with the circumstances you are going through. I've seen it in finance, seen it in health, I've seen it in different areas. You have to come to that realization at a point. Your expectation in your family, things that you wanted, you desired, you deserve. In fact, you deserve them, but they are not happening. And so the enemy wants to leak and steal your peace. You have to come to a point where you have to stand your ground and say, even though this abound like that woman, it is well with my soul. I will take God's peace with or without solution. I will take God's peace with or without solution. And one thing I see is that when you reach that level, we're not talking of the five level of, denial and so on, and then they go to acceptance. No, that is scientific, that is true in area, in a lot of ways. But I'm not saying that we should say that God cannot do it again. That you should give up your hope of believing that the Lord is able, or hope for a miracle. I was talking to some people the other day on my own situation about something. I said, look, I can never get to the point. I don't see myself getting to a point whereby I say it is done and over with. Because as long as there's life in me and I continue to have faith in God, I will continue to believe the God of miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That there will be solution. There will be a way. I have had it. I have seen it. It has been told to me that God is God of impossibilities. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I will not accept that acceptance level in that regard. But I will find a way to get to the root of peace. Even with solution not solved, with problems not yet solved, I will believe God. But I will have peace, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, one, is God with you in this present situation, trials? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Quickly, please. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, 2. Is God with you in this present trials? No, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, 2. I'll read it. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. Are you hearing that? There is a time you have to go through the waters, and Jordan is overflowing. In fact, you are looking at it, there is no way out. And you are standing in the midst of this Jordan of life. He said, when you are passing through, there is not an end zone. You are going to pass through. And when you are passing through, wading through the mud, falling and picking yourself up, he said, what? I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, one thing you will know, at the end of the day, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk us through even the fire like Daniel, and you are being burned, and you are even feeling it, it's not like this one that God put a supernatural air condition in that den. You are really feeling this. You are turning to the left, it's not working to the right, it's not front and back. But you can never give up that understanding that the Lord will be with you, because say, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame consume thee, because of what? The Lord is there with you even in the midst of that fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I ask myself, it's all well that people say this at times, and the Bible says it, and this angel is sitting by his side, and so on and so forth. I say, well, if an angel will sit by me and tell me this, my God, I will be dancing. I will believe it. I will accept it. So I stopped in the midst of the park I was walking and checked and Googled and looked up. How many times have angels visited people? I found out it's about 26 times between the time of Adam and to the time of the Acts of Apostles. 26 times. 10 in the Old Testament, about 16 in the New Testament. I divided 4,000 years by 26. Says that in every 150 years, there's an angel visitation. And I start to wonder, so what? How did all our fathers able to get through life and manage? It's not always that an angel will come through to you. At times, they go come through dreams, which we still have today. At times, it's thus say the Lord from people. Maybe a prophet declares thus say the Lord. At times, it's, but majority, and here's my point, majority of the faith work that was done and manifested through the scriptures is done by believing what is written in the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't shortchange yourself waiting for an angel visitation before you claim you are right. Don't shortchange yourself and say, I have to wait until I see an angel standing. Claim the word of God. When Thomas was messing around and said, I will not believe until I see, Christ came and said, okay, touched it. He touched it, touched the wound. He touched it, said, blessed are they who do not see, but they believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the word of God is what you need to take and claim and hold on to for your miracles. When the enemy come raging, go back to the word. When he come to tell you your peace, not that my peace will endure, because Christ said, I will never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. And that promise holds true to today in Jesus' mighty name. So when you go through the waters, the Lord say, I will be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Does God want you to have peace? It's another question the enemy will pose to you, that your mind will bring. Does he really want you to have peace? If he wants you to have peace, all he has to do is God. Flick his finger like this, and you have peace on this situation. He will solve it, because you are like a human being thinking after solution, which is what I want, which is what we desire, which is what will make it happen. But God has his own way. So he said, does God want you to have peace? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10. Quickly, please. Isaiah 54 verse 10. Isaiah 54 verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills do what? Be removed. But what? Read with me. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Said who? Said the Lord, I had mercy on you. God's covenant of peace cannot be removed from them that believe or trust in the Lord. It's a covenant. It's agreed. Before you were born, it was made. As long as you accept Jesus Christ as a covenant, you believe it by the word that God's covenant is there. The mountains can move. The hills can be removed. But my kindness, the enemy will tell you he has stopped being kind to you because of your circumstances. But that is not the case. We don't understand why God does it so well. We are not fully going to understand until we meet face to face with him. But we have every right to believe that the mountains can move, the hills removed, but God's kindness will not move away from us, neither his covenant of peace be removed from your family in Jesus' mighty name, from your children in the name of Jesus. The covenant of peace will not be removed from your life in your circumstances, whether they be finance, whether they be emotional, whether they be whatever health, whether they be whatever it is. That covenant is sure and certain. The promise is for me and for you and to all who God will call and who accept that calling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us also read John chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, the question we have on this one is, does God want you to have peace? John 14, 27, please. John 14, 27. He said, peace I do what? Leave unto you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The peace of the world is like a smoke. It comes and it goes. Not real peace anyway. Because peace is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So the peace that the God, our God gives, is not like the world gives it. Therefore, it says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What must you do to have this peace? Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. What you have to do on your own to have this peace? I recommend you in this verse, if you are not having peace, when you wake up in the morning, say this verse to yourself. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And it says, are we there? I can get it off. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Verse 3, please, not 7. 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Okay. Read with me. Thou will keep him in what? In perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in you. This is what you must do. For God to give you that perfect peace that passeth all understanding. I always wonder, the peace that passeth all understanding. I'm realizing what it is now. It's peace that will endure even when the circumstances has not gone. The signs and symptoms is still there. The pain, the suffering, the abuse, the enemy is the foot of the enemy is still on your neck. And still in that situation, you have peace. It passes all understanding. It has to be God. Thou will keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Your mind have to stay on the Lord. You have to continue trusting him, not because the circumstances have changed, not because it has gotten better, not because solutions are there, but because you know and you are assured that the eyes that watches the sparrows of the field and say that not one of them will fall without your Father's knowledge, his eyes is still on you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. Isaiah 32, verse 17. Also, in this regard, where it says, okay, 32:17. He said, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. Amen. I said, what are you going to do on your part? We said about trusting and your eyes staying on the Lord. There is no rest for the wicked. Pure and simple. I've never seen the wicked at rest. They may be glamorous. They may fly their jet planes. They may do this thing. But if you go, if you hear their, what these people, they go to talk to their psych doctors or whatever, where you lie down on the couch and they talk to you, they're unburdening their hearts. You see that they don't sleep. You see that their heart, their life is full of turmoil. They are full of fears. Even when there is nothing, they are running. The wicked will run when nobody is pursuing them. But here is what it says, and the work of righteousness shall be what? Peace. You have to line yourself up with the word of God for the peace of God to be in your life. And the faith of that righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What must you do to have peace? Know that you can't follow the wicked in their way because there's no rest for them. But for the righteous, for them that put their trust in the Lord, for them that fear the Lord, for them that honor the name of the Lord, the faith of that righteousness shall be quietness and peace and assurance forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And lastly, can God do it? 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. 1 Kings chapter 5. Lastly, can God do it? Can God give you peace? First King, the book of the King, first chapter 5, verse 3. And in this case, it was about Solomon and David. David was a man of war. He wanted to build a temple for the Lord. He gathered the silver and the gold and everything that needed to be done. But God said, no, you're not going to build for me. But I will raise one of your seed, which later on becomes Solomon. And him will I allow to build a temple for me. And in this time, in those days, there is always war going on. I say, can God give peace? I want to give you circumstances like God have done and will do that show that, yes, God can guarantee you a peace. Like he said, he will assure that peace. And so, from war to peace, Solomon started to have peace, and he says, thou knowest how that my father could not build an house unto the name of the Lord, his God. For the wars which were about him on every side, he fight the Amalekites, he fight the Moabites, he fight the Jebusites, he fight every one of them, Philistines. One way or the other, there's always war. Until they, he put them under the sole of his feet. Go to verse 4. But regarding to Solomon, that God have chosen to do a special job, see what it says. But now the Lord my God had given me rest on every side. Somebody say hallelujah. And that is your portion in Jesus' name. You receive it now in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will give you rest on every side. Anywhere the enemy is spoken, anywhere the enemy is touching, anywhere the enemy, the Lord will give you rest on every side. So that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. Can you say that the Lord will do it? Yes, he can. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say the Lord is able. And he can do it abundantly above, even over your own expectation. So that the Lord has given you rest on every side, so that there is neither any adversary nor evil occurrence. The Lord is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He did it for Solomon. Why not Emmanuel? If he did it then, he's still doing the same today. You have to believe God. And as we are saying, even when there is no peace or semblance of peace or conditions of peace or situation of peace, you still have that peace because you know that the Lord is there with you. That's why he's Jehovah Shalom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, lastly, verse 6. Isaiah 11. To show you how far God can go to guarantee peace. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. Amen. That's not supposed to happen. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lions and the fatlings together, and a little child shall lead them. That is the peace we are running to. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is peace we are rushing to. Amen? Sooner or sooner, by God's grace, we will be with him at the appointed time. And the wolf at that point can even lie down with the lamb. It's not meant to be. And the leopard shall lie down with the small animal, kid. And even a calf and a young lion, they shall lie down together. And a small child can lead them. That is how far reaching the peace of God can be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's just read through that verse. We'll go to 7 quickly. I'll round up. 7, please. 11, 7. And the cow and the bear shall feed. The young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat the straw like an ox. Verse 8. Go all the way to 10. Verse 8, please. And it says, on verse 8, that's 11:8. Isaiah 11:8. I can get it here. So it says, I'm not finding it. Okay, it says here, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of an apse, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockcrow's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For what reason? For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the water covers the sea. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord did it in those days, he will do it again. Let's stand on our feet, everyone. If you truly believe it, you need to build for God an altar of remembrance in your heart, even in your situation. You don't wait for it to be taken away. You don't wait for it to go away altogether. The altar is the knowledge that God is with you, even in the midst of your circumstances. The altar is the knowledge that the faithful God will remain faithful, even in the midst of your situation. Our prayer tonight, this afternoon, will be taken from Thessalonians 3:16. That's where we want to pray that God will help us and grant us also that this will happen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Thessalonians, 3:16. I'll read. He said, now the Lord of peace himself, 2 Thessalonians, I want everybody to read with us together. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. 3:16, please. Okay. I want everybody to read with me and believe it as we read. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord is with you. Again, everybody. Now, today, right now, this moment, this hour, this very minute, this very second, now that Lord of peace, who is the Lord of peace? Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord of peace? Jesus Christ. I say, who is the Lord of peace? Jesus Christ. Now, let the Lord of peace himself, don't delegate it to an angel, Lord. Don't give it to any other person to do this. Don't assign it to any pastor, any minister, any prayer warrior. The Lord of peace himself, let him guarantee this peace in your life now in Jesus' name. And that peace, he will give you that peace by what? By all means. Whether he will roll over kingdom to do it, whether it will cut off the head of the Midianites, he will do it. Whether there's a valley he has to fill, he will do it. Whether there is an uprooting and upholding or pulling down or pulling up, he will do it. Because he will do it by all means. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ah, Father, your children are crying out. The saint, the apostle said, you yourself have to do this, Lord. You yourself, Lord. Not delegating it to any other person at this point, lest the enemy will stop them on the way like you sent peace to Daniel. And the prince of Persia was standing on the road. And Michael had to come and move him. Father, come in the first place over our situation. Your people is crying, Lord. There have been area where it has been poking for years. Where it has been poking us for years, Lord. We are battered and battered on every side. Buffeted, as he said. Let the Lord of peace arise and show us mercy at this hour in the name of Jesus. By all means necessary, Lord. Do it and let your name be glorified, Lord. Know that God is able is one thing you have to believe. Know that your circumstances may not change, but it's according to God's type of peace. And that type of peace is peace that passeth all understanding. That type of peace is peace that the people will look at, Ben will look at and marvel, how can he, how can she, how can they have peace in the midst of this situation? Because the Lord of peace is with you. Because the Lord of peace has guaranteed it. Because you know that the covenant of peace, it shall not depart from you. It will not depart from your children. It will not depart from your family. It will not depart from your emotion. It will not depart from your health. It will not depart from your ministry. It will not depart from your finances. It will not depart from your business. It will not depart in anything that pertains from you. That peace is guaranteed. The Lord of peace himself. He is able. He is able. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You have done it for us. We receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 When peace of God comes, it calms situations. Praise him, you can come on up, please. When God has guaranteed that peace for you, and you receive it, he will smile and say, it is well. It is well. It is well. With my soul,
with my soul,
it is well, it is well, with my soul, it is well,
it is well,
with my, if you are here and your peace has been affected and touched, wanna pray with you? It is well with my soul. It is well.
It is well. It is well.
Oh, with my soul.
It is soul.
Yes, it is well.
It is well.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am going to step out and I want the whole church to pray for me. In case you don't have a prayer like mine, I want God peace for an understanding of this message to be applied to my own very life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And if you have similar situation, you come and we pray together. I'm stepping out. But asking God that this particular message of God peace that passes all understanding should be applied to my own very life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you have similar concern, please step out quickly. As they pray for me, they will also pray for you. If you don't have, I do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes,
with my soul.
Pastor Yato, please, can you come over and pray for us? I'm also standing here.
It is well.
Pastor John, can you join us in prayer, please? It is well. Pastor Julius, can you come out and help us? I'm going to stand in the line with everybody. I need this message applied to my own very life. Yes, it is well.
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise and glory for this word that you have sent through your servant to every one of us. Lord, when there was trouble in that boat and you were traveling with your disciples, there was a storm and disciples were frightened. Lord, all you said, peace, be still. To my brothers and my sisters here, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent, every satanic vessel that is causing disturbance in the life of my brothers and my sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ, come against you now, out of their lives, out of their families, out of their marriages, out of their businesses, out of their careers, in the name of Jesus. The peace of God that passes all understanding be your portion henceforth, in the name of Jesus. The peace that the world cannot give, The peace that only the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Glory, the King of Kings, can give. That peace, let it settle your mind. Let it settle your heart now in the name of Jesus. Receive that peace now in the name of Jesus. And I cover you with the precious blood of Jesus. This peace will not depart from you. Because peace is our legacy. Peace is our inheritance that money cannot buy. But that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ has got it for you freely today. Go in peace and do not allow the enemy to rob you anymore. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Anybody here want a prayer on that peace? I know you guys will come out. Father, I order in the name of Jesus, let that peace permeate your body in every situation. I order that peace to remain in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The covenant of peace of God will never depart from you. It is there. Receive it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.